Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Distinguished Fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org, right, Bob?
Right.
Can they find your columns there?
Yeah, if they go to the homepage, there'll be a section on blogs.
All right, so check it out there, folks. Bob, and folks, Bob, as you know, is a former member of the Federal Reserve Organization, the president of the Dallas Fed, member of the FOMC, now retired. Bob, one of the former Fed chairmen, Paul Volcker, got involved in the financial reforms that have come out of the collapse of 08, where so many people got so greedy that they created a lot of products and a lot of leverage that almost took it down the global economy. As you mentioned earlier, the Fed had to step in, and Volcker Bernanke had to step in along with other people, basically save the economy by the original easing that he did. But there's a new thing that Volcker was asked to get involved in to prevent banks from being excessive like that again. You trading their own money while they're trading simultaneously, I guess, with customer money. It's now called the Volcker Rule, right?
That's the nickname for it.
And tell the audience what it's meant to do.
Well, I think the simplest version of it is that it prohibits banks from trading for their own account. In other words, putting their own money at risk.
Right.
The thinking is that deposit insurance backs bank deposit.
Right.
You don't want deposit insurance to be involved with that. It also, I think, sort of prohibits banks from having their own hedge funds and private equity funds.
Right. Right. And that's what they were doing. In fact, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but while they had one arm of their operation promoting securitized debt that was loaded up with bad mortgages, they were actually selling them for their own account.
Right, right. When you say that, we're talking primarily about the New York Investment Bank.
That's right. No, that's right. That's right.
There were a couple of large commercial banks involved, like Citi and J.P. Morgan, but it was mainly the investment banks that securitized all those toxic mortgages.
And right.
Those weren't primarily made by banks. Those were outside the banking system generally.
But those banks have now, in order to save their backsides, after in 2009, they converted over to commercial banks so they could get the benefit of the Fed money. So now they're stuck with this. They're stuck. Their medicine has kind of turned on them a little bit, hasn't it?
Right. They almost over a weekend they made Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley.
Right.
Bank holding companies.
Commercial banks, right?
Well, bank holding companies.
Okay.
So they probably have a commercial bank entity in their own paper somewhere.
But basically, they're now the thing that saved them now also brings them under the banking regulations.
Yeah. Yeah,
including the Volcker Rule, which is limiting their ability, and it's killing them. I think it's going to kill them to be in the middle of all that trading and not be able to trade.
Yeah, actually, the Dodd-Frank Act expanded the regulatory authority to a lot of non-banks, so they probably would have been subject to the Volcker Rule,
right?
Even if they hadn't
maybe so.
Converted.
Whether it's the Volcker Rule or any other part of the Consumer Protection Bureau or any of the other parts of the Dodd-Frank, the parts that I'm worried about, Bob, is the ability of the regulators to differentiate between the big banks and the small banks, independent community banks. And I'm hoping that I heard Janet Yellen say something in her confirmation address, not confirmation, her testimony to Congress, that she realizes that there's a problem there, and I hope she deals with that.
Yeah, there's always been lip service to that, and I guess community banks think that they haven't walked their talk as well as they could have. But certainly the governors of the Federal Reserve System are very aware of the distinction between community banks that have fairly simple, straightforward lending operations and these these financial complex organizations like J.P. Morgan.
We need two different systems, Bob, because small businesses need independent community banks as much as they need anything else.
Yeah, well, to a great extent, we have two systems.
But we need two regulatory systems, though. We can't use one regulatory system for all of them.
Right.
That's my concern. Hey, Bob, good job today. Thanks for being here. Congratulations on the Fed's 100th anniversary. I'm glad you weren't there at the beginning.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Bob. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.